Blog Talk Radio.
Great morning. That was Follow Me, an old school club music. I love it. I tell you, it brings back some old memories from back in the days. Wow. I love that song. Well, welcome to Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio. We're on air Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to noon. Our guest call-in number is 563-999-3741. That is 563-999-3741. I would love to hear some of your opinions. So if you're, you know, if you're listening on the internet, call in. Let's talk. But yeah, I love that song. Well, anyway, if you're looking for some advertisement, promotions, commercials, radio interviews, radio spins, maybe you're an author or life coach, or maybe you have a business and you just want to do advertisement for your business, you can contact me, Faith Lane, at faithfocusfinish@gmail.com, or you can call me at 240-640-5492. I love this show because I love using Blog Talk because it's a global platform. So you can, you know, we have people in Ghana, Morocco, India, Nigeria, Trinidad, Europe, Uganda, Canada, North and South America, the Philippines. I mean, and I've seen some more countries actually added on a couple of days ago. We're also on demand, so you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on YouTube, some Tumblr. I mean, there's a lot of companies that we're sites that you can find us on. But I'm just super excited, you know, to grow this radio station and just have some fun with this thing. So, again, if you're looking for any advertising things like that, you're more than welcome to call me or email me for more information. Today, the show is going to be the average black family would need 220 years to build wealth in order to stay afloat with the white family. And so we're going to be talking about what's the reason behind that and see if we can help some people, because we got to close that gap. That's just too many years in between that. So maybe we can help each other close that gap. And it's really just about, you know, being financially educated. And I mean, I know plenty of people, they have good jobs, or, you know, good paying jobs, I should say. But that still don't mean that we're bridging the gap. I know people that's a millionaire that's in debt. So it's the reason behind all those things. It's just about being financially educated. I mean, you can be book smart or you can be street smart. But if your money is not working harder for you, then all of that just goes right on out the door. So it's all about being educated about making your money work harder for you than you working hard for your money, if that makes sense. So we're going to be talking about some of those things today, and actually was one of the reasons why I came into the business that I came into, because I got sick and tired of, you know, living the same life I was taught. And you know, I just want people to know the truth. And once I learned the truth, it was a game changer for me. And I'm not going to say that I believe that if I keep pushing and I put my money where it's supposed to make it work for me, I might not be a millionaire, but at least I've learned to build financial wealth for my great nieces and nephews, because I don't have kids. So it's all about learning how to make that money work hard for you, and then teach your family, teach your kids. You got to teach them so they can keep that legacy going. So we're going to be talking about that today, and hopefully we can get some people on the line to, you know, talk about it too. But you can find, if you even just type in 228 years, it's going to come up automatically. Just type 228 years. And it's you're going to get tons of articles. So this is nothing that I've made up. This is actually the truth. And so the one article that I did read from, it says, if current economic trends continue, the average black household would need 220 years to accumulate, you hear that, to accumulate as much wealth as their white counterparts hold today. For the average Latino family, it takes 84 years. Okay, so that means something's going on in that system, because why are the black families 228 years, but the Latino only 84 years? So first of all, we got to start learning how to stick together, start trusting each other, and not always only trust other races, and start trusting each other, and so to start helping build each other up. And so I would really like to find out the person that wrote these articles and found this information. I'm sure they're not black, but at the same time, you know, they see the gap that's in between what we have. So again, I'm going to read that again. It says the average black household would be 228 years. It would take, we would need 228 years to accumulate as much wealth as their white counterparts hold today. And the Latino only need 84 years. I'm going to let that sit for a minute. And see, one of the problems is we need more money. And when I mean more money, meaning not just earning more money, saving more money, but accumulating more money. And so there's other ways that you can learn how to accumulate more money. Just the basic wealth is the accumulation of resources, is like having stocks, having bonds, having real estate, investing money. I mean, the field that I work in, financial services, I hear so many people say, I don't have the money. But next thing I know, I see them on vacation in Hawaii. They, they might have went and flashed their brand new Jordans or their brand new Louis Vuitton bag. And I know Louis Vuitton is not cheap, because before I was financially educated, I was out there buying Louis Vuittons too, and I know one of my bags cost $5,000. So people find the money, they have the money, but you need to find out what's more important. Is it more important to impress people that don't need to be impressed? Or do you think it's more important to build financial wealth for your family and for your kids? So it's all about being open about that. Hi, we have a caller on the line.
You know, you make some interesting points. How you doing?
Hi, great morning. How are you?
Fine. You know, when you look at the businesses, blacks have like 2.5 million businesses, but they hire less than a million employees.
Wow.
The black male business average yearly is about 77,000. The black female is about 28,000. The Chinese, or should I say the Asian female, is about 270,000. It's higher than a white female. And I don't know what the male is, the Asian male. And those other ethnic groups has passed blacks when it comes down to business income. Now, what's the problem? What do you think the problem is?
Well, I already know what the problem is. Well, first of all, one of the things is, well, first of all, I mean, they want to keep us bondage anyway, for one thing. And the thing is, a lot of people don't realize when we go to these jobs, people say, oh, they're going to pay. But if we go to sign up for that job, we let them know that we okay with taking that little bit of money, first of all, when it comes to the job.
Yeah, but if the job is, that's what the job pay. I don't believe in it. You know, competition is competition. And Nigerians are not going to teach your black American kids how to take power from theirs. That's just the way it is.
Right.
But the problem, one of the problems is the education.
Right.
Is that blacks are overrepresented in low-paying majors in schools, for one. Then when you look at the things that they do get degrees in, it has to do with help and services and administration.
Mm-hmm.
Positions that only pay around $35,000, $38,000 a year.
Right.
So if you don't have the skill system, and you can't say that they ain't hiring people, because you know, you have these organizations like the National Society of Black Engineers, and they have yearly conventions. And they last three conventions in 2017, 2018, 2019. Last one in 2019 was held in Detroit.
Right.
Ended March the 31st. You had 15,000 black STEM students there. Lockheed Martin hired over 400 at that one event. And they starting off in the STEM fields, which pay anywhere from $60,000 on up, starting off. In the 2 years before that, you had one company, Northrop Grumman, for 2 years in a row, hire over 400. So the ones that's educated and got the skills, they being hired. But you don't have enough, because if you make up 13% of the population and you only 7% of the general engineers, and the number of doctors is you know, a lot less than that. 6% of the doctors and surgeons, those are the professions that pay the money. Pharmacists, you only make up, 7% of all the total pharmacists, and you 13% of the population. Whereas Asians are only like 5% of the population. And they make up, you know, like 20-some-odd percent of the pharmacist job as pharmaceutical engineers. So why is it that, what is it that they know that, that blacks don't know? And that's what the data show. And data is self-reported. It's not something that somebody gets at. So if you got these bad schools, that's not preparing your young people. You know, I don't know what city you in, but like in Baltimore, where they had over 3,000 young people take at the high school level, take the math test, standardized state math test, only 13 out of 3,000 passed with proficiency, and they going out of high school, going into college.
Right.
They cannot handle those courses, and they don't choose the heavy courses.
Right.
What two sports do black kids like to play?
Basketball and football.
Basketball and football. Everybody want to be like LeBron James, and everybody want to be like Ezekiel Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's say they're able to get into a college. The NCAA allow 25 hours a week practicing in any Division I sport. That's sports at Alabama. That's sports at Michigan. That's sports at Texas A&M and Louisiana State. But if you are taking a hard course like engineering, well, you're going to be carrying at least 15 credit hours a year. A semester. 15 credit hours. You know how much time you must devote to studying for each credit hour?
Wow.
At least 2.5 to 3 hours. So if you are spending 3 hours per credit hour, that's 45 hours a week. Plus 25 hours practice. That's 70 hours. And then you got to sleep and eat. It can't be done. It'll kill them.
Right.
So guess what? They take the easy stuff. Sports medicine.
Right.
They take childhood development. You follow me?
Right.
Then you come out and wonder why come you don't have the wealth. Well, you don't have anything that you can demand high pay for that's looking for people in the high paying fields.
Now, I'm going to tell you this one thing. It's crazy because sometimes it's not even about having the highest paid job. There's a guy that, and you can look it up, I think his name is Earl Jones. I'm not for sure. But even if you type in Google in YouTube and put parking lot attendant, and as soon as you just put parking lot attendant, his story is going to come up. And this man was learning disabled, and he the most he ever made was $12 an hour. But he was able, and this was years ago, he was able to accumulate $500,000, but it was about being educated about putting his money in the right place. So sometimes it's not just about the, not always only just about the highest paying job. It could be just learning how to put your money in the right places. And he started off just putting $25 away.
Well, so, if he had a good paying job, he could probably put $200 away every week, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. But the thing is and I've been working in financial services for 5 years now. And I've always ran into people that say they can't even put $25 away, but yet I see them flashing Louis Vuitton, Jordans, they out in Hawaii somewhere on cruises. So it's all about learning first. And I know that the schools don't teach us certain things that we need to know. And they teach us the garbage that we don't know. I mean, that we don't need to know. And so
Who's trying to make changes in that?
I'm sorry?
You know who's trying to make changes in that?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Well, one thing I can say about him, that he can't teach you how to make your money work for you.
He's making it possible where a parent can take their child out of the present environment that they're in and put them in an environment that they prefer that goes along with their long-term educational plans, and the money follow the child. So if your child, let's say you are a responsible parent coming from a functional household, and it doesn't have to be functional, it's just that you know that you got to do something different for your child. You know that the things they need to know, to say to go into computer science, they are not being prepared in these elementary schools. So you should be able to take your child and put them where they will be prepared. That's what he's trying to work on. Now, guess who's against that?
Tell me.
You know who's against it. Democrats.
I already know.
And like the NAACP. So that is why you got these immigrants that's coming here on work visas are getting the best jobs.
Right.
They're not even Americans.
Right.
You know what he said about that?
What?
He said that when your visa expires, you got to go back home because we're going to replace you with an American. Now, I'm not lying about this. You can listen to him talk about it. But why come you not being told that? And why come people aren't working to have that ability in their school district? Your curriculum in your school district can be whatever you want to be if you're in Missouri and some other states. And I think it's probably all state. I know Tennessee is like that too. So if you want to have a certain curriculum in your school district, in your school building, you, the parents, got the right to say, this is what we want. Not what you want us to have. This is what we want for our children, to prepare them for the next step.
Right.
So that's what it is, ma'am.
I tell you, I know that the first time somebody sat down and educated me, and I'm not even embarrassed to say it because it's not my fault. I only knew what I was taught, and it really made me so mad.
It's
I was 46 years old.
These kids' fault, and I didn't want to cut you off, but I just wanted to get that out there. It is not these kids' fault. What child? You got grandkids?
No, I don't even have kids at all. But I have great nieces and nephews.
You know, any of your nieces and nephews wake up first thing in the morning and say, I want to be a failure. No, they're happy to get up. They happy to go get involved in what they call learning. They happy. But they don't understand at that age what's happening to them. You never finally understand. It never hits you in the face till at some point in the future.
Right.
And it's too
late. That's what I was ready to say. Yep, I was ready to say that because when somebody finally sat me down, I was 46 years old. And I'm not going to lie, I cried like a baby because I felt like I was lied to for 46 years. And then the next thing I thought about was my mom and dad, especially my father, fought to build financial wealth for his family. But because he was not financially educated and he was taught by the same people that taught his mother and father. And the sad thing is I can't even blame the teachers because they was taught the same thing we were taught. But the thing is, if they had a curriculum that would teach kids about financial wealth in school from the beginning, a whole lot of people would be in a different place right now today. And you could.
Well,
and
you
the
know.
Thing is,
them kids got to know. For instance, met this young man. He's got a boy. I think he's in the third grade. So for Christmas, I bought him about a dozen math workbooks for the grade level he was in. For the fourth grade, he's in third grade. I bought him for the third grade, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. And I gave him to his parents, and I gave him a map, a wall map. I say, have your child do 100 problems every night off of these workbooks. Start off at the third grade and work your way on up. Have them do 100 problems every night. Let them be off Saturday and Sunday. And that's the simplest thing that you can do. Taking them to the zoos, taking them to the museums, taking them to listen to lectures at colleges, which are free, how he can hear how other people talk and communicate.
Yeah.
If your child is playing sports, you have to have two demands. One, they have to get their academics. Then if they want to play sports, they can play sports. But they going to command those academics. Because Kobe Bryant just lost his life, right? He was one player. You got LeBron James. He's one player. But go back to when they first started playing basketball, up until the time they became the celebrities that they are. How many other young black players had to be given equipment? Their parents had to get them to the travel. How many of them were sacrificed just for that one? They ain't up there, right? They didn't make it to the big stage. But if they did not provide the skills in order for them to hone their talents, they wouldn't be where they are today. So they put all their energy, their dreams and hopes of being a Kobe or a LeBron, and they fell way short. Now what do they have to fall on if they wouldn't be academically prepared? They got nothing to fall on to.
Right.
And that's what's happening. May not be the only thing, but it's a big thing that's happening with black society. Blacks, you got segments of black society that's at least 60 years behind what they call the model of success. One reason, because you don't have the family. You got cases where you have a single woman trying to raise these children. And then when they see that, they think it's all right. So they have that same situation. You know, a functional family is when you go to school, get education, you get a job, you get married, you have children. Then you become grandparents at the right stage in life, not 35. 35 years old ain't no damn grandparents.
That's funny. It's true, too.
A grandparent that was successful in having a commanding wage and salary is on Social Security and a pension at 65. Now they have generational assets that they can portray onto their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
They have money to help their child with books. They may have enough money to put them in college.
Right.
But if you don't have that, then you just, it's just sad, I'm telling you.
Right.
So somewhere along the line, people have to sacrifice. You can't be going to the club. I don't go to the club. You know why? Because I just don't live for myself.
Right.
I don't even know what a pair. I ain't never had no Jordans on.
Me either.
You know what I'm saying? I don't go out and chase women. I don't do drugs because I know there's people that depend on me other than just me.
Right. I'm following you.
So that is the one of the biggest, it's not the only, but that is the biggest reason why I come when you read that whites, and of course we know the history of this country, but damn, Latinos too?
Right. That's the part that caught me, that the Latinos was even 84 years behind.
Yeah, but they are ahead of America, black Americans.
Right.
That's the part you ain't looking at it right. How is it that Latinos get ahead of black America? How is it that these people coming across the southern border, illegals, can get home mortgages, then with that paperwork, go register to vote, and they're not even United States citizens?
Exactly.
Black folks talk about how we can go out and buy brand new cars, but we can't get no house.
Right.
But not only are they getting the houses, but they getting driver's license, they must have a car. And they're illegal.
Right.
Where's your black leaders? Every last one of them, I bet you, and you can check it out. When they ask, are you for making illegals leave the country and come back in the right way? Nope, we not. Elijah Cummings in Baltimore, he did. Now, he was for let the caravans through. Let them come into the country. Yeah, so when they were bringing busloads of people out of South America into the country, he was for it. Then people that's on assistance, quote-unquote welfare, they are not for making them look for jobs, let alone work. You know, if you're working, you're supposed to be getting welfare anyway. But they are against that. Why is them Democrats? Because they want you, the only thing I can think, they want you to have be in that condition all the time and vote for them.
Right.
Because they always say, I got something that's going to make it better. Just hang on. This going to soothe the pain.
Mm-hmm. Keep the stuff.
And if what I'm saying ain't true, why in the hell this stuff don't last so damn long? My goodness. Hey, diarrhea don't last that long.
I know, right? It's crazy. It's crazy. I know that this one guy I used to, he used to mentor me actually in one of my businesses. And one of the things, again, through the education, have you ever heard of the Rule of 72?
Yeah, I know it very well. I used to teach this stuff for, you know, just for
right.
a hobby.
Right. But some of these, when I talk to a lot of people say,
you know how it
works?
Do you know how it works?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Whatever the interest, that an account is paying, say it's paying 5%, you take 72 divided by 5. And that's the number of years
mm-hmm.
it takes for your money to double.
Right. But this is the kicker right here. Even though I have taught people this, and it's mainly black people, and I hate to say it, as soon as you try to teach that to them, it's a scam behind it. But they go run and put their money in the bank with a bank taking your money, investing your money in at 12%, and they giving you that 0.01%, but that's not a scam.
Yeah, it is a scam, ain't it?
Right. But they believe and trust in that. Then believe
well, let me
and
tell
trust
you another
somebody...
one. You ever use a credit card?
Yeah. I know that's
you go to
the
store, you go to Walmart and buy something on the credit card, and the charge
mm-hmm.
is $100, right?
Mhm.
How soon do you have to pay that $100 back? How many days?
They give you 30 days to pay it back.
All right, they give you 30 days. How soon do you think Walmart have to pay the manufacturer for what you bought? 45 days.
Mhm.
So they're using your money.
Right.
They get your money in 30 days, pay the manufacturer, and keep, you know, the profit. But they ain't never put their money up. They're using your money.
Right. And people are okay with that. And it's crazy, I promise you, because I have people tell me, well, I'm still okay with it being in the bank. Okay, so I'm telling you it takes 246 years. If you put $1 in there, I'm telling you it takes 246 years for it to double to $2. And you still okay with that? And they still stay stuck. So it's all about being open-minded, first of all, so you can learn something different. Because what we was taught was the wrong thing.
You was taught the wrong thing. So I'm saying is get your children educated in the
mm-hmm.
highest and the hardest thing that they possibly can. Teach them. Let them learn how to be an airplane pilot, a general pilot. I mean, you can set up a neighborhood school to teach that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're learning a different language. And it made them think. Because if you don't, you're going to get killed.
Right.
You don't hear no airplane pilot talking to the control tower saying, yo, man, I'm ready to land. It ain't like this. And then, I hate to say this, when your child begin to elevate themselves academically and intellectually, they going to start shedding off all those others that's holding them back, the other parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only reason why come some of these rappers are where they are is because your kids are spending too much time attentive to them and what they're saying rather than what, like you're saying, about the rule of 72.
Exactly.
Because if they had to think about and study and learn the other intellectual things, academic things, they wouldn't have time to be listening to all that stuff.
Right.
And then if they ain't got time to listen to it, they ain't going to sell no records or songs, however they do it nowadays. Ain't going to be
right.
no $300 million rappers. And that's just one. Maybe two,
right.
three. You know how many black people above the age of 18 there are? It's about 18 to 20 million.
Mm.
Ain't going to have no 18 to 20 million rappers playing radio records on the radio. You never would get to the end.
Right. it's crazy. It's amazing how they're open to learn the garbage that's on the radio, but they're not open to learn the real truth, the way that they're living financially.
And here's where it is come in. You got to make them kids do this stuff.
Right.
You don't let no child say, I want to be. No, you say, this is what you going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be this, and if you got time later, you can be what you want to be. But initially, you're going to be what is in high demand. You're going to end up working in no rallies, working at McDonald's, mm-hmm. competing against somebody who's retired that don't have enough retirement to satisfy their living.
Right. And that right there blew my mind, too, because... You know, they said in 2030, they actually put a date on it that Social Security is going to go bankrupt. But yet, we don't have anybody trying to put things in position so they can, if or when that do happen, you can be in position, you can be educating your kids so they can get in position so that they can be, start, you know, start. start putting themselves in a place that they can start winning now today.
Well, things in the future going to be drastically changed. You got that right.
Mm-hmm. And trying to educate people about that. I mean, there's so many people that's closed-minded and believing that everything is a scam. Not everything is a scam, but actually the way you live it really is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right.
I'm not going to lie. I was very, very upset when I learned about that, just about the rule of 72 alone. I was very upset about that because, again, my father died. My father was an inventor. He invented the buffalo wing. And the thing was, he was not around. Sometimes you got to put yourself around people that actually want or winning, or that can show you how to make your money win. And so it's all about learning how to put your money in places and let your money work harder for you. And
yes,
stop just only depending on just the bank and the credit union. Even at the credit union, it takes 72 years for your money to grow in the credit union. So
yeah, 1%.
How many 72 years do you have? Like, we got to stop being so closed-minded and start being open to learn new things.
I remember when Reagan was in Reagan era, CDs was paying like 18% interest, almost 20%. That means it take 3 years, 3.5 years to double your money back in them days. Now, you damn near have to pay the bank to keep your money in the bank.
Right. Exactly.
Another thing, stop listening to these people that's telling you what the white man ain't going to let you do.
Right. And stop saying it, too, because you can do whatever you want to.
You can do what you put your damn mind to.
Exactly.
Absolutely right. Look at that Pakistanian that came here to the United States. He only had $500 in his pocket. Now he owns the Jacksonville Jaguars football team. Them one-piece bumpers that you see on cars and trucks, you know, in a car in an accident, not a whole damn bumper fall off in the street. He designed that.
Wow.
He's worth over $8 billion. Came here with $500 in his pocket.
Wow.
Jimmy John's, the sandwich place, that's a black man. Did you know that?
I sure did not know that.
You know it now. And they're doing a whole lot of, not just in entertainment, not just in foods, but in other areas too. You just don't know about them. And they
I
are conservatives. They conservatives. They ain't liberals. You know why they conservatives? Because when you start making money, when you start making your rule of 72, you don't want the government to tax the hell out of it. Your father, if he had made a lot of money and left it to you, he wouldn't have to pay. He would have had to pay death taxes because the Democrats want to take all that money back. Trump just done away with death taxes.
Wow.
Nobody told you that, did they?
Nope.
He lowered the income tax rate from 39.6%. In other words, for every $100 you earn, right off the top, the government wants $39. He lowered it down to 21, especially for businesses.
Wow.
And blacks want to have businesses. Listen, blacks want to have businesses. Okay. If you go into the Asians to buy wholesale, that you're going to try to sell retail in your shop, Asians ain't going to give you what they call good old boy prices. They ain't going to give you relative prices that they give their relatives because they don't want you competing against them. That's what it's about, competition. So you have to make and produce the things that you are selling retail. And nowadays, it's damn near hard as hell to do anything because you got your Walmarts that's got everything locked in. You got your Targets. These Asians, don't even think about doing no hair because they doing that stuff over in their country. And you trying to buy it from them wholesale so you can sell it for a market up a few pennies. Then you got to deal with these fools that come in your shop that's stealing stuff. You can't do it.
Right. And that, if you notice, that they're very protective about their product. But at the same time, I see that, I forgot which story, it was some young girls that started their own hair supply.
Yeah, I remember
that. And they would not give them a chance. They would not sell them any product.
They didn't sell white folks. They put whites out of the business. They wouldn't sell them neither.
Right.
You know how you have to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you got to do? You got to go to Africa and have that stuff made.
Mm.
Because those people, the cost of living is practically nothing. So if you give them a $15 an hour job over there, hell, nobody would go to work after the first day.
Right.
They say, we got enough money to last all week long. A week's pay would last them all month.
Right.
Their income is about maybe $2,000 a year because they're able to have a house, they're able to buy food and send their kids to school. That's because the cost of living is not nowhere near like it is in these industrial countries. So if you open up a manufacturer there producing stuff like what you want to sell here, you can bring it back into the country because there's what's called a AGOA Act, African Growth and Opportunity Act, where you don't have to pay no duty and tariff on it coming in. Then you can pre-assemble it there, finish assemble it here, and the government will pay you for the wages that you have people working to finish assemble it because you're putting Americans to work in depressed areas.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go to Walmart and say, I want to use my affirmative action and put my product on these shelves. Go to Target. I want to use my affirmative action and put these products on the shelf. Walgreens. Now, they say you can put your products, but we ain't marketing for you. You got to do your own marketing to get people to come in and buy. That's the only way you can compete against them. You compete against them by looking at what they're doing, looking at a market for it, then you compete against them. White supremacy, that's the same thing. You compete against it. These fools out here telling you, oh, white supremacy, racism. Blacks can be racist. It's not the color of the skin. It's the action.
Right.
And the action, anybody can utilize the action. If the whites call you the N-word and then you call them a racist, well, what is it when you call another black person the N-word?
Right.
Oh, blacks can't be racist. The hell they can't.
Right. I say that all the time. You're right about that. We calling each other that name, but yet we can't nobody else call it to us. That makes no sense.
Police brutality. You make up 70% of the town. I'm talking about Ferguson. Your population.
Mm-hmm.
Police are employees. They ain't the boss. If you don't want police acting out on a certain behavior, then that's the rules and regulations that you, the employer, the people, put down. Say, you're not going to do this. If you do, you got to go.
Right.
The police officer that shot Michael Brown was fired from Jennings, which is an all-black town. And I'm going to tell you something, too. He wasn't all in the wrong because, you know, these damn young men out here is crazy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that Ferguson was 67% black. And those are the blacks that left crime areas in the city of St. Louis about 30, 40 years ago. And when they moved out in Ferguson, the whites moved on out and left it to them. Well, they had a pretty nice community. And they had a police department that they was okay with that was kicking people ass that came out in their community and broke the law, playing loud music. loitering, hanging out. Those black folks was okay with that. But when you had this outside agitated event that went on with the rioting, looting, and burning stuff, that wasn't the people in that community that was doing that. That was outsiders that came in and done that.
I heard, yep, I heard it was.
Now the blacks that had been there for decades, they are fleeing and going, getting away from there. We got to admit that if you got some members in this society that's black, look just like you, that ain't worth a damn. They will hit you across the head. They will burglarize your house. You come home, everything's all tore up, missing. They will steal your cars, and they will kill you, carjack you. They ain't worth a damn. And we got to start calling it what it is.
Right.
Some communities ain't seen a white person since Moses left.
Wow.
And they want to blame it on them.
Right. You're right about that. We got to stop blaming everybody and blame ourselves and do something about it to clean it up, clean all the garbage up.
You got to, in the first place, I'm saying, is start getting those kids educated, because they ain't not going any place, because they can't compete with these others. They just can't do it. And it's a shame. It is a shame for your child to have to go out there and find that out. You found it out at 46. A lot of them found it out earlier than that. And they're helpless.
And they still don't do anything about it, even when they get the information. So it's all
then
about
you just
when you get the information,
leave
do something about it.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
You leave them alone. So anyway, I didn't want to take up all your time. I just wanted to contribute to the show.
Oh, I appreciate you.
All right, now you know what part of the problem is. So you take care of yourself and be careful.
All right, you too. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was so cool. I appreciate the caller calling in, because the truth is the truth. I tell you, when I learned about this stuff, I promise you, I cried like a baby. And I was like, well, wait a minute. I went to school all these years to learn. and did everything I was taught to do, you know, to go to school, get good grades, go to college, I'm going to do the, you know, get a good job. But the only other thing is them teaching you how to make that money work for you. If you don't sit down and let someone educate you about it, you're going to be lost. You're going to be feeling stuck. And I know that I was feeling stuck. And I know I woke up one day when I was 36 years old. I remember that day so clear. And I was like, all I do is go home, go to work, come home, and go to sleep, and do the same thing the next day. And I knew it was something that I was missing. I just didn't know what it was. And so now that I'm educated to know better, to do better, now I have to play catch up. But see, there's some people out here that's not even trying to go get the education, so you can't try to catch up. And even if you don't catch up to where you want to be, at least get started for your kids, for your grandkids, for your family. Go educate them, because you can't teach the kids until you get educated first, right? Or get educated together with your kids. But the goal is to go get the education. And it's free out here. It's plenty of companies out here that's educating you for free, and they'll actually help you put a plan together. Matter of fact, one of the companies I'm with. So if you open to want to learn how to make your money work a little bit harder for you, and not you working hard for your money, you can contact me through my email or call me on the phone. We can talk about it, and I can show you the information because I want to show it to you. I don't want to just talk about it. I want to show it to you, and I only want to talk to people that's very serious about wanting to change their life, change trajectory of how you're teaching your kids. And I'm not knocking teachers because I love that the teachers are out there teaching, but the teachers can only teach what the job tells them to teach. So some of these teachers don't even know about the rule of 72 and learn how to make your money work harder for you. So what we will talk about that rule of 72, and then the show is almost over, and basically tells you how many years it takes your money to accumulate. So if you have it in the bank, it takes 246 years. If it's in the credit union, it takes 72 years. If you want to learn about that, if you want to learn how it works, contact me. You can email me and just say, hey, I want to learn about how to make my money work harder for me. You can email me at faithfocusfinish, and that's at gmail.com. Or you can call me at 240-640-5492. Well, that's the end of this segment, and I appreciate the caller that called in for calling in and giving us some good information, some information I didn't even have. See, it's all about being open to want to learn new things. So that's the end of Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk for today, and hopefully I hear from you guys tomorrow from 11 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time. The guest call-in number is 563-999-3741. And let me see what I'm going to end the day off with, because we was playing Follow Me, and I love that song. It was a house song. So let me see. You know what? I'm going to play Takesha Wade, and this song is called Love Languages. Actually, I had her as a guest a couple of months ago. Love Languages by Keisha Wade.
Go on.